Roger, yeah, that's what I got it measured out for, a VHF repeater. I mean, without that rat tail or whatever you would call it, because I have my actual antenna, it's a 3-foot tape, but I put this, yeah, this wire around the, SMA male end or female, female for my antenna, and, I'm seeing if it works with the ground, but I can hit the repeater perfectly fine without it. But, and I use a metal pan for a ground plane, but I'm seeing how this will perform, just as, like, a portable option.
Oh, yeah, that's possible. That's possible. I remember living at my parents' house a long time ago. I actually loaded up the gutters on the house, and they worked quite well, except the house had aluminum siding, and I ended up radiating the entire building, getting into clock radios, toasters, thermostats. Oh, I was causing all kinds. I was wreaking havoc all over the house and the neighbor's house, too. There's a... My clock radio is talking and it's not even turned on. I go, so why are you telling me about it? It was fundamental overload. I was overriding the, it was coming through the speaker even though the radio wasn't turned on. But when I learned how to separate the gutters from the aluminum siding, I did that. And the gutters, they worked out to be a decent antenna. And they were on a horizontal plane. And then I forgot that they were attached to a downspout, which went down into the ground, which didn't seem to make that much of a difference. But I was using an antenna tuner, and it worked well, so I'm not knocking it. You know, you can turn anything into antenna if you, you know, if you play your cards right and follow the math. The math is important. You know how long the the metal is, and may work out just great. Over to you, Robin, WIADX.
MI1 Network.